Both the rural areas as well as informal areas. do if you want to say, and I'm not sure how to do it, but to say a rural area including a farm. But even a farm has got a designation. So we're looking at something that doesn't have a address or physically identifiable, technically identifiable address, something that's okay. So that if we then talk about the rural areas, it's not just, I mean, for some people, this is a day of a rural area. So see what you can do there. I think that's going to add a lot of dimension to your Jesus
that. No place like this in the world, and maybe formal also, you know, are we defined, you know, in physical legislation somewhere? I know that I can do the training, I go to do for example, here in Spaceway, I know that it's really that kind of thing, but it is just, are we defined somewhere?
That's why we will say, are we defined? Rural area, for the purpose of this act, for me. And really what we're interested in is that not necessarily whether somebody works a farm or, you know, if it's a working farm, if it's a working farm, we're interested in the situation. So there is a physically identifiable address and whether there has been a designation. So it's really going to have to come as that side of it. In fact, you may see that if you define informal area in such a way that if you incorporate even though it's a little bit rural, that you don't think it's a rural area. So, but it will depend on how you
so that we referred to here, even in rural areas, we have a bigger school. Shouldn't we limit that to give these schools that are actually agencies of the post office? You can't have local figures
by the biggest outreach is not your post office, but it is your picture. So, and remember, the real issue is that it's a verification. So what you're going to do there is to attract that for verification and make the verification something a lot higher. I think that's what kind of matters.
family member, previously family member included paragraph C. Paragraph C was an option, remember, option one, page four. Then we obviously renumbered the various options. But option two, page option three, were reconsidered in the selections of the committee. The earlier taken into account, which differences act and other definitions as well. We did discuss a possible definition based on the Sexual Offences Act, which will probably provide something like the following. A family member means a person is related to another person by some concurrency, in a direct or collateral life, or by affinity, by marriage, an ascending and descending line, or an adopted relationship as provided in any law, and then also when you choose a person's determining life partner. After we consider that, we actually came to the conclusion that the current option, which is option three, actually do cater for the definition that or for a definition that is based on the Sexual Offences Act. And we then amended option C to its current form. What was inserted was mainly that we split it up the concept of biological and by law. And the reference by law we define further as to include affinity by marriage, adoption, or foster care. From our side, we feel that this definition is very wide. If you look at blood relationships, it's going to go on to husband's meetings. Both by downwards as well as upwards and into natural life. So we probably need to go on to the committee of, well, just the committee thinks we must restrict the end of the definition.
I think comment was that this seems to be fairly comprehensive, whereas I think it leaves out the dimension of the fabric, which I think I read before, but I'll just mention it again. So that is the limited option that you don't have to reach, because your option is there. If you look further down, further back, you see that your option one
is
all is there. So you're not choosing options now. You're working on defining the options that they are working on.
Now
this was the more restrictive option. You recall that this was just the one that they initially did. People who are related biologically or by law. Now we checked to them that could be restricted in the sense that in-laws are not coming, for example. And we want them to be defined as a sexual sense of action. As those kinds of relations. So this option is not as broad as your option, right? This is the more narrow option that you're working on. But we also not excluding things like indoors. That's what you're
doing. Yeah, it's just that I was just concerned that the representative
was fairly wide. It's wider than the previous one, that's what you're trying to say. Which is why the answer is
that. I mean, I think in rural and farming, I've seen it so often that somebody who has a sense of responsibility for someone who may know, you know, it's not even a trusted parent, would do things for that person and make sure that person had a cell phone and gave, you know, I mean, I've seen it happen in my own household. So I do think a number of times happened that. So I think it's something that is realistic to. Kids, that there are people in rural
communities.
That's a fair option, Mr. Cameron. Okay. Anybody else on this particular option? Thank you. Next one, sir. Next one, this is related to the definition of identification and assessment from page 290. Back to the victim side, trying to actually specifically with regard to option 3, reading the paragraph B there, paragraph B was amended to include the travel document, that is a passport, and it was defined. As a reference to paragraph B and C of the definition of passport as an immigration act. So I often that was, and so that was to more or less take over the definition and put it in the law.
How this definition links between the principle and the frequency. This is only two
countries.
So, what I mean then is to whether it will be necessary then to, it depends on whether we're going to delete, so to speak, the option of the definition of identification document in the principle act as envisaged here. Should we decide not to delete the existing one, then we don't have to add the B one because there is now a definition of pertaining to at least similar to what I'm on to say.
We're talking about the reference.
Yeah. If you look at identification document with reference to the passport issue for non-South African citizens, it reads similar to what we have. Yes.
Yeah.
look at section 1 of the current act, you look at paragraph C in the definition of ID documents, you'll see sub 2 Roman 2 is the passport or travel document.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying that they are referring now in that sub 2 to D. So even if you're right, you still have to enter because the rest of the details is the extract. That we've asked you to flip up that option into two different options. Okay, that's great. That's what you've done there.
So the option one refers into the full line in the third line, and option two refers to the initial third line. Also, it says that in option one and two is the initial number. And so the second will also.
So they're clearly comprehensive at this stage. They've got all of the things that all the other options have, except that the one has the full name, the other one has the
translation.
have that stroke of origin.
I'm the heuristic person. Why did we need both the date of registration and the registration number? Normally the registration number has the year, not the date, but the year. You know, that's what we work on. Most people don't even know when the company was registered.
Only for reference purposes,
then both those options say that they have details of the both of us. That we make
one
page. 1-4.
also paragraph 8.4 into this one, which refers to the verification of the group and identity of the family members. That's what
we're
using. So paragraph D to double D, what we worded, an inclusion of place where applicable and beginning of the paragraph, and by the deletion of the phrase it is registered in the paragraph.
Could I finish the point that was time to make? But if we're trying to see how an address at a local rural store is verified, I've looked through the six options.
Not even dealing with that.
I know, but I mean, I can't see how that is verified at all.
Just
as a way of example.
No, we're not on that issue. Go to page 14 of your new document.
Yeah.
And you see at the top there's an option 4.
Yep.
And in the middle of that option 4, you see verify an address concentrated to a sub 3. And there you'll see a family member in case of an address concentrated in sub 1. Now that's your option that is mirrored to the option of the address of a family member. Remember, one of the options we've got in the definition of address is the address of a family member. Now this option is mirrored to that one. Okay? Which means that you don't need to get another option with a family member if you've got that option. So all I'm saying is on page 16 with page 16. Top of page 16, bus of 3 squared in 3. That has come out because this is not an option pertaining to that. That whole block has come out as an option. They've already got another option pertaining to that. So that's all that's happened. Everybody wants to.
And where's the people in the store? Because we have.
Yes, there. We're not there yet. That's why we're going through the particular options to try and see that those things are open. Okay, Mr. Robinson, then you can go through option 6 and just tell us where those other changes are. If it was the type of DD.
Thank you.
principles that are not yet to free us. Shouldn't the word current state future with those doctrines? Because a leadership is a current leadership. And then you won't even say, you won't need a valid or unexpired current. Or you did like it at that place, which are
No, no, those of us, those of us are, but we can't hear Mr. Rob.
Okay, I said that paragraph before can be deleted, and I just checked that the option that you can check before to request to take that outside is not necessary. And then we make the vision that the authority of the participation of the elected person can be verified. Again, we use the expression documentation to the satisfaction of the telecommunication service provider.
Now we come back to the verification of the rule of year.
To
does say include, so it's not the people. First, I think
other alternatives at the beginning of qualified.
The grammar's gone a bit wrong. Yeah. I mean, I can't follow it at all. I mean, you provide people with stuff anyway, not of. And it seems to have lost a few words along the way. So that's all the things in brackets are made.
Yeah, the curly brackets are what they've been.
Oh, so they're all fine.
Yeah. In the next stop, they'll take up all of the highlights and stuff.
And this sort of slack between stone and back in the second line, where, what's the point of that?
Where?
In the second line. To an activated period, the same slack.
But you haven't been paying attention. That part comes up.
Ah.
The word that has been allowed access to the network comes up.
Okay, but it didn't, there wasn't another slack.
I'm not sure how far it went.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Next. Yeah, I'll find this to be true. I'll go to section 2, 2,
2,
2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2,
2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, we're saying that any customer who from the date of commencement of the section tells or in any manner provides an affidavit to tell that telling a fame or telling card to a person other than a family member. And then we say, and the person who has received the telling a fame will send a card. Oh, I see, it's both then.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Original section 6226A were amended and in turn the first second line prior to the next date as an alternative to that the date of commencement of the section being in section 6226A was implemented.
And you prefer the date of commencement of the session?
Yes. The six dates, with respect to the act of the implement, can be problematic. So there's a point in the act.
Okay. Emma, so we go with the option of the telecommunication service provider who acts the date of commencement of the session.
Finish.
Thank you.
well-being. We also included section 41 and 2 from the current paragraph. The reason is actually that all the actions that are described in this section 43 and 43 register in the same case already on the nature of the public communications and violence. So also put the obligation also on the public communications service provider to either capture all the information that the provider's instructions do. And also deals with the aspect that the public communications service provider should not allow Okay, section 41 basically provides that the telecommunications service provider should not provide the telecommunications service unless the enterprise GM, IMEI, or
No, he doesn't like the microphone shit.
Section 45 provides for the instances where one disposes of the telephone to another person. And section 40 comes to consideration. The obligations provided for in section 52 will cater for all the situations, even the person I'm going to
options, and because of that, in some instances it sticks, and in some instances it becomes a bit difficult now. On page 19 of our document, there's a sub 5, and there you will see it's that is the sub 5, the transfer one, and then just next to that one is a check. It's that the GST must then on receipt of the information in the case of a transfer record and store that information. And then 7, immediately following that, you will see that section 39 where it relates to a law enforcement agency applying for a direction. But I was reading before the option 3 on page 9.
know what to say.
Was indicated.
allows applicants to go to the service
Section 56, the cabinet member responsible for communications after consultation with the authority in the case of a second or subsequent conviction of the telecommunications service provider of an offence referred to in section 51382. I think that should be included, that we could refer to the current offence that created our racist system inclusion. paragraph in section 51. In section 56. So, make provision that it will be included in what it's either referred that.
Now, would you like specific to it? And I think those places where you've got your sanction, where you've got 3 months. Make that all 12. Particularly when you dealing with the non-important issues, i.e. your job might wait all of those sessions. The difficulty is to see which one is worth it. Legislation that provides you with a certain sanction to type of thing that you think that you can see with it.
On the address, you know, I read if you're grabbing the school, I must say, I can't get my mind around with all these options whether it will be possible for somebody who arrives at Cape Town International to sit on their phone and row in terms of the requirements here. And wouldn't it be advisable to get the cell phone companies to tell us whether technically it'll be in order? I mean, the sort of things we've demanded here about passport money and stuff for people who are not who want to use their
money. They must come and tell us whether we can legislate
things. No, we are legislating things, but if we legislate things that are a technical impossibility.
Like what?
I'm just curious.
So, but I'm trying to understand your point.
I find it very difficult because if we look up some sort of technical input, what all the options are fine. You know, or maybe one or two are fine technically, or maybe none of them are fine technically. I just don't know if we legislate to provide that a certain number has to be captured internationally in the ESO with all the other ISM numbers, etc., so that foreign visitors to this country can roam as they get onto the tarmac and sit on their phones.
You don't have passport numbers.
I'm asking
you now. Don't have positive numbers. Are you going to register foreigners? Are you saying that foreigners must have the potential to not be able to be registered and they must be
themselves? No, can I just elucidate? You don't follow me. I'm saying that I don't think we should legislate for a position that people can't roam as soon as they touch the ground. In other words,
that's
when they get here.
In your position.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, but I want to, what I cannot, I have no way of telling whether the options before us, and there's several of them, on whether it's address, numbers, passports, anything, whether the options before us would allow people to arrive in South Africa, switch on their phones and use them,
it's not going through service.
What you're saying, sir, I'd like to know from the people. Have you actually had that information?
But
it
will not. You have to register your number. That's what we are legislating.
So we are legislating for something that nobody else has in the whole world.
Well, that's your thing. I don't know what your question is. You've now been talking for 5 minutes and I still don't understand what your question is.
Whether we are legislating for a situation.
Any of the options here will allow people, when they touch down, to suddenly just go.
I'm asking whether they will be able to.
How do they verify? Well, the point is, can I just give you an example?
You're sitting in England, you contact your service provider, you say, I'm going to South Africa, I want to roam. They will say, aha, then I must be able to give them your passport number. So give me your passport number, and you inform me, so then, and then it's done through the network and service provider service, through an agreement, you can roam. I mean, I don't know whether that's possible. They will still have to verify
when they touch down the passport and ID.
So there's no way you can just switch on and turn left in every other country.
I would say it's highly unlikely.
So we are going to create a new hoop for all foreign visitors just to hit a seat for World Cup. I mean, that's what I'm asking.
You take your passport, you go to the airport, there'll be a kiosk there, you'll be on the network within 5 minutes.
With a queue.
Don't make points. You ask me questions, we deal with the voting, you can come and argue as much as possible. This is our deal.
No, but I just want to take this all in for you on the first thing. On the second point, I still haven't found the issue I raised about verification of an address where the address given is a rural store somewhere where they are
You're busy talking, and I specifically said those people who are not paying attention are going to get lost. So I suggest you go and read the stuff and don't waste our time.
I'm trying to find the case.
I am ruling you out for you. Emma.
Kevin, I'm certain we can legislate for all national or service providers. Right? As far as the roaming concerns, my understanding is that if a person, for example, wants to make the application for every behind the world, it can only be done via a national or a domestic service provider. You can't roam from England, which means that what the legislation means at the moment. Service provider, our national service provider, those who have the license here, must make sure that they have the information required. Otherwise, there's no way to go.
But it seems that we need to say that.
Service of the service provider system.
Understand OIC is no longer coming.
But, oh yes, agency must please stay behind. I know we have a study group later, but please stay behind so we can possibly a first. Okay, thank you very much. We'll see you on Friday. I hope you'll have those things ready. If you don't, then you just leave us.
Thank you.